We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are on Pothole Patrol this morning. Mike Finn joining us live. Mike is Acting Public Works Commissioner in Buffalo. Morning, Mike. How do you guys prioritize the roads that you guys are fixing right now?
Good morning, Susan. We're out daily prioritizing roads and fixing what is the worst of the worst from a pavement resurfacing standpoint. From a pothole standpoint, we're working off of our 311 system. You know, we have our 48-hour pothole guarantee that we continue to answer to as complaints come into our 311 system. We also have a spot repair program where we're doing treatments that are between, you know, just filling potholes and, you know, total resurfacing of the road, which can be expensive. The spot repair program is focused on roads that either, you know, have one or two bad spots and the rest of the road is good, so we can get a few more years out of it before it needs a full resurfacing. Or it's roads that, like Main Street downtown, around the medical campus area, we have a major project coming in the next few years, and we want to just do some intermediate repairs just to, you know, get us through until we can get that that major project going.
You mentioned that spot repair. How has fixing potholes changed a little bit? Do you necessarily look to just fill the potholes, or are you hoping to do something more like a spot repair that would last longer?
Well, we're looking to do the best treatment that's necessary based on what the actual needs are of the road. And that's one of the things that we're looking to focus on with a technology solution that we're going to start employing with the funds in our next fiscal year's budget, which starts on July 1st. Because, you know, some potholes just need to be filled with you know, asphalt material like we've done for a long time. But other locations where the road may have, you know, peeled off and it's too large for, you know, what we would typically do with filling potholes would need what we call a spot repair. And what we're trying to do is get the best data that we can on all these different issues that we're seeing with roadways so that we can prioritize them and make sure that we have adequate funding to fix whatever the road needs.
You know, 311 is the best way for people to report a pothole, but I think a lot of people wonder, are they really looking at what's coming in on that line?
Well, sure, and we are. And I think what some of the struggles that people see with 311 is, you know, to the general public, a roadway defect is a pothole, and I can appreciate that. But from our standpoint, there's potholes, there's things that are spot repairs, and there's a lot of utility issues that exist out on roadways that just need more effort to take care of, because, you know, a utility issue could be anything from sewer to water or a private utility, and we have to go through the effort of, you know, diagnosing that issue, figuring out, you know, which utility is responsible for it, and then getting the roadway repaired permanently. I know those kind of efforts can take some time, but with that technology solution that I mentioned previously, we're looking to improve that workflow and get everyone into the same database so that we're all talking the same and communicating and improving the ultimate roadway surface function for the users.
You mentioned the area of Main Street near the medical campus, also right near Anchor Bar in that area, that's due for a little bit of a road reconstruction. Why are you looking at total reconstruction and not just kind of filling some of these potholes that are in that area?
Well, there is funding that was designated for that section through what's called project increment financing. As a result of a lot of the development that's happened in the medical campus area, there was funding that was able to be found both through that project increment financing source as well as federal funding. And we're going to take that opportunity to redo Main Street between Goodell and Ferry as a complete street like we've done other sections of the city, like Niagara. And that'll both improve the roadway surface, improve the experience and the safety for pedestrians, as well as we believe improve economic development.
You know, do you put a preference on roads like that? It's right by a big tourist attraction in the city of Buffalo, right by the medical campus. You know, it's a road that makes a big impression. People who aren't necessarily in Buffalo all the time would be on that road more so than they are just about any others. Does that bump it up the priority list?
Certainly. And what we typically look at is traffic volume and roadway condition as two of the main drivers of how we prioritize our funding for roadway improvements.
Mike, in your opinion, what's the worst area of the city right now with potholes?
No, well, we see issues all throughout the city and really all throughout Western New York. This isn't roadway condition issues aren't something that's necessarily only within the city of Buffalo. You know, we certainly have unique challenges with the amount of utilities that are in the roadway compared to areas in suburban or rural areas where there's more room and the utilities are able to be put outside of the roadway. But, you know, we see issues all throughout the city and continue to address them as they come up.
Could you speak to this year? Is it any better, any worse than what you've seen in the past? Is there anything out of the ordinary?
I think this year is kind of right down the middle in my experience and you know, talking with others who have even more experience than I do. This winter wasn't as bad as I would say the winter prior in terms of the amount of freeze-thaw cycles that we had. But, you know, we're still seeing roadway issues and, you know, coming up with a plan to address them as efficiently as possible.
And the spot repair that you've been talking about where you do a larger stretch, not just filling a pothole, is that something new this year that you're doing?
No, we've done that, for at least the past 5 or 6 years, maybe even going back further prior to my time with the city. But that's something that we've used to address those areas that we identify are continuing problems. It's areas where the pothole guys are coming back to repeatedly, and you know we talk and put some funding together to have that addressed in a more permanent nature, so that we're not having to keep coming back and people aren't continuing to having to call 311. And I think that kind of gets to some of the frustration that people have with 311. You know, was what we can do in house. Sometimes just isn't going to last because of what the road condition is, and we need to go and do a more comprehensive spot repair.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.